It's time now for the business news with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, let's talk about Fletchers. You've had a kind of sneak peek, really, into how things are going for them. What does it show?
Yeah, so the construction firm has given an update to the market about what its full-year profits for the year ended June is going to look like when they publish them next week. And they say they expect to make a loss of about $200 million this financial year. Compare that with last year, they made a $164 million profit. So when you look at it, it's quite the contrast, and the firm is putting this loss down to the major blow it was dealt by the pandemic, and that's been in the news a lot recently, especially as we went into lockdown. They had to lay off about 1,500 staff. That's not a cheap thing to do when you have to pay people out redundancies. They've also had to clean up previous problem projects. So, look, they've seen a number of hits to their income. But the chief executive says, look, they've been able to preserve cash, but it has meant a number of tough decisions. But I think what the market will be interested with this company and its result, and a lot of other results, is the outlook. What details are they going to give us about how they plan to deal with the impact of the pandemic in the coming months? Because most investors are well aware that most companies whose financial year ended June, a lot of them sort of lost a good half or a good chunk of that quarter. So in this case, Fletcher has given us some detail. And what they're saying is that their cost base is down. They have a strong order book for 2021. They'll be working with better margins, and they're going to be dealing with less risk. And the company also says that they don't expect any more redundancies going forward. So wait and see. But hey, there are some positive signs to this outlook that Fletcher's given us.
OK, before we skip to the markets, can you just quickly give us a rundown? Do we know what we were spending all our money on post-COVID?
Yeah, this is some of the latest electronic card data out from Stats NZ. And it says that, look, we're spending more money on groceries, clothing, hospitality and cars. And when I say more, I mean a lot more. Spending for July was up 1.2% on June and up more than 11% on the same month a year ago. ASB says, look, a lot of this is down to some pent-up demand, but we're also seeing something called, the new term for me, is nest building. All those people who spent time at home, they're deciding to really spruce things up, some home makeovers here and there. And look, I'm probably as guilty as many when it comes to that sort of thing.
OK, let's flick to the markets. What can you tell us about on there today?
Yeah, the NZX is down by a third of a percent, by 38 points to 11,645. The New Zealand dollar is up half a percent to 66.2 US cents, steady at 92.2 Australian and up to 50.6 British pence. And gold continues to lose ground. It's down $13 today, down to $2,013 US dollars an ounce.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with our business news there.